Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today with you here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock, 2 hours of fantasy sports talk wagering, and getting you caught up on everything happening in the world right now. Great to be with you. You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Grid. Davis, we're 1 week away from the NFL draft. Still plenty of baseball to get to. And don't look now, but the New York Knicks are the hottest team in the NBA.
Yeah, the New York Knicks, it feels like no matter what they do, they can't stop winning these games. Julius Randle just crushing people. Trae Young turns his ankle last night in that loss to the New York Knicks. Everything is just going their way because they're in direct competition for playoff seeding with the Atlanta Hawks. So they kind of get to do a little bit of double damage there. Yeah, the Knicks, I mean, they're fantastic. Not something that I saw coming heading into the season, that is for sure.
Yeah, Randall's been a big reason why, and no doubt about that. RJ Barrett, big win, as Davis mentioned yesterday. We'll get to Trae Young here in a second. Let's go over our headline as we start the show here on this Thursday. The Oakland A's are hot again. Feels like once every few years they're winning 15, 16, 20 games in a row, and here we are. I thought they lost the game. I was watching the Twins take the lead and thought, oh, that's it. But they walked off in the bottom of the 10th, and they have now won 11 straight games. That's the high for the season. Of course, season just started 3 weeks ago. Knicks and Wizards streak continue. The Knicks are at 8. The Wizards are at 6. We talked about New York playing very well. One of the reasons why the Knicks may have won that game yesterday, Trae Young injured his ankle in the loss to the Knicks. A lot of injuries late in the NBA. I saw Jamal Murray going to be out for the season, obviously. It's just kind of a tough run here for some players in the NBA. We'll keep an eye on Young. And the NHL playoffs are actually getting ready to start here soon. And the Vegas Golden Knights are the first team to clinch a postseason berth. Very rare, Davis, to see an expansion team like Vegas was a few years ago in any sport just immediately jump in and become relevant. And that's exactly what's happened with Vegas.
That is exactly what has happened with Vegas, which is it would have never happened in another sport for a lot of different complex reasons. But the way that I understand what happened with the Las Vegas Knights is they were able to build a super deep team the way the NHL did the expansion draft, because basically what happened was it was kind of like clemency for bad contracts. And so what the Knights did is they basically were 20 deep with guys who were good but not that great, because they had been paid a lot of money and they didn't really earn that money. So like this would never happen in football because you need too many guys, and this would never happen in the NBA because you need superstars. But in the NHL, if you can go 25 deep with B-, B-plus players, well, then you can win a lot of games. And that is what we have seen with the Vegas Golden Knights. And they have a couple very strong, you know, star-level players as well.
Yeah, just another season where they're really good and a fun team to watch, too. It's always good when the Vegas teams are good. We'll see if that turns out to be the Raiders in a year or two or three. Unbelievable building for them. That's the one place I want to go at some point. I got to see a game there. Maybe this year. Who knows? But Davis, Oakland has now won 11 straight games. No one's really sure in particular how they're doing it. But doesn't it feel – I know everyone's referring to Moneyball. But doesn't it feel like Oakland has these runs – over the course of the season, and then they get to the postseason and it doesn't really go the way it's supposed to, but very opportunistic at this point for them. And to win the way that they did yesterday on an error just kind of shows you the variance as to how you could win this many games.
Yeah, I mean, they are a very good regular season team. They are almost always a very good regular season team. You know, they exploit all of the small edges. They play the game sabermetrically the right way. They use their bullpen the right way. They have good pitching coaching. And I think probably what happens with them a lot of the time is because they exploit those edges in the regular season. It's kind of like what I expect is going to happen with the Knicks in the NBA postseason. They full effort, they do everything the right way in the regular season, and then when they meet up with the best teams who are also exploiting all those edges and giving full effort, I think that probably their edge diminishes a little bit. But I mean, you can't ever be mad about the Oakland A's doing well. Like, it's just a great story, and we always love to see the teams with lower payrolls do well in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but what will happen when Oakland has to play against the Angels, Davis and Ohtani? I mean, then I guess that's when the streak stops, right?
I mean, Ohtani pitches on Tuesday, hits a home run on Wednesday. Was there any doubt he was coming back in the lineup and hitting a home run last night? No doubt, no doubt in my mind. Just continuing this. I want to talk about it on the show every day because it's unbelievable what Shohei Ohtani is doing this year. Getting me, you know, I don't always follow baseball, you know, minute to minute with the sick, you
Right.
know,
Of
the
course.
minutia, right? Yeah, and so the Royals being good, walk off by Salvador Perez last night, and the Shohei Ohtani stuff, it's got me dialed in. I am checking in on these scores every single day because of those storylines, which is great for me.
Yeah, I think the Angels are a fun team, no doubt. And Rendon and Jared Walsh, and I mean Albert Pujols getting to the postseason would be fun too. Make no mistake about it. Even if he only plays a little bit, I think that would be cool. So, definitely a great story in Major League Baseball right now with the Angels and what they've been able to do. But our NBA fantasy standouts are coming up next. We'll talk more about Julius Randle and the Knicks. We'll get the interest of our producer Brett Levy, who'll join us as well. Another game, good game for Clint Capella as well. So stay tuned to that. In terms of our baseball fantasy standouts, we'll hear from Max Scherzer of the Washington Nationals, who is as intense as anybody in baseball, has some comments about the Nationals 16-game start. So make sure you stay tuned for that as well. This is Fantasy Sports Today right here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. You can watch us every day just by going to our website, which is SportsGrid.com, and then just use the /watch. Watch us live every day, and we'll continue to be live in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Big night in the NBA coming tonight. And as always, we go through our fantasy standouts here on the show. We got NBA and baseball to cover. Brett Levy, our producer, along for the ride here in this 10-minute discussion as to what happened. Who helped you last night win on FanDuel on DFS? Let's take a look at it. Start off with the Knicks. They win again. And Julius Randle's having a season to remember. They'll be first-team All-NBA at the end of the year, second at worst. 40 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 steal for him as he led the way. Clint Capella on the other side, 25 points, 22 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 1 block. Luka had 30 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, and 2 steals. Joel Embiid, boy, he probably would have been the MVP had he played the whole year, but that's out now. 38 points, 17 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. And then it's our nightly Russell Westbrook triple-double. 14 points, 20 rebounds last night, 10 assists and 3 steals. And Davis, look, Oscar Robertson was a player, you know, a long time ago in the 60s and the 70s who averaged a triple-double. And I know Russell Westbrook has done it too. This guy is just, I mean, it's a shame we haven't gotten a championship for him. I don't know that it will ever happen, but a tremendous player, another great season. And I feel like how many triple doubles in a row has he had? I feel like if he's played 20 games, he's had like at least 15, 16, something like that.
Oh, more than that. I actually was feeling this same feeling you're having, which is like, it feels like he is an automatic triple double. And you can go all the way back to March 25th against the Knicks. He didn't have a triple double in that game. He didn't have a triple-double on April 3rd against Dallas, and he didn't have a triple-double against the New Orleans Pelicans on April 16th. But other than that, all of his games over the last month of the season have included a triple-double, even more than a month. This streak of triple-doubles is going on more than a month. He is the best rebounding guard in the NBA. He's finding his teammates open, you know, night after night to knock down easy shots. He is a complete tornado of a player. Pretty much every night when I go to start working on my FanDuel DFS lineups, like Russell Westbrook, first guy in, and then I build from there, right? Bradley Beal, his presence doesn't really matter. Westbrook is going to get his numbers. I mean, he's been incredible, and I do wish that the Wizards were a better team because, you know, of course, he's not really going to get his due on a losing Eastern Conference team.
Brett, you think Westbrook ever gets to a championship? Will it require him to take a back seat at some point over the next 5 years to just go try and chase one with another team? I don't think it happens with Washington.
Yeah, it'll be tough to say. It'll kind of be a money thing, right? Like if he wants to max out his contract or if he wants to play for a contender, maybe for a slightly less contract. But he's one of the all-time greats, Craig. This dude averaged a triple-double twice, 2 full seasons. He's obviously incredible at it right now. His turnovers are an issue for Washington. He had 9 turnovers last night, so almost a quadruple-double, but in a bad way. But he's really, every time he touches the ball, he's impacting the basketball game 9 out of 10 times in a positive way for your team. And he's a guy that fits the modern NBA. He doesn't shoot the 3 particularly well, but at least he shoots it. We've seen some guys that are afraid to shoot it. He always tries to push and transition. That's part of the advantage of having a great rebounding guard. And, you know, he's a willing passer, Craig. You know, 15 assists, 14 assists every night. So this is a guy that it plays winning basketball night in and night out. So I'm a big fan of Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I am too. And it's just a shame we haven't seen him in that spot. I know they've gotten pretty far, Oklahoma City in the past, but no championship, unfortunately, for him. All right, Brett, thanks again. Appreciate it. Appreciate the insight. And we'll catch up with you again tomorrow. Let's take a look at our Major League Baseball fantasy standouts from yesterday. And another two players with 2 home runs yesterday. Nelson Cruz with 2 home runs for the Twins in the loss. And Matt Olson in the win. And for Oakland, as he had 2 home runs, 3 RBIs. Javier Baez hit a grand slam for the Cubs yesterday. And so it's basically 1 hit, 1 home run for him. And that's what happened again yesterday. Trevor Rogers of the Miami Marlins, 7 innings pitched, no earned runs, 8 strikeouts. He's been one of the huge wins in the fantasy season. 1 walk there. And Max Scherzer, 6 shutout innings yesterday, 9 strikeouts, 4 hits. 1 walk and a win. And look, the Nationals are playing light right now. They're playing without Juan Soto And they're definitely going to have to pick it up somehow to stay in the race without him. But Max Scherzer, their starting pitcher yesterday, who picked up the win, said at this point, 7-9 is not good enough.
Take it a day at a time. I mean, I don't want to be 7-9. You know, that's below 500. Obviously, as a team, we want to be better than that. But, you know, look at just kind of day by day, look how we're playing baseball, and we're starting to play better baseball. I definitely would agree with that. We're starting to, do the right things, what it's going to take to, make winning ball play, winning with starting pitching, winning with offense, winning with base running, winning with defense, everything it takes to win. We're starting to see that. And so, as guys get more comfortable and we get into, the sink of the season, hopefully we continue to play better and we continue to play better to our competition. So, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm proud that we're 7-9. That's not the way you look at it. You want to be better than that. You always want to be winning and winning at a high level. So, for us, hey, we did some things right today. Let's continue to do that. And we got a big series against the Mets.
Scherzer is back, Davis. He's pitching at a really high level again. Last couple of starts have looked exactly who he is. I know Washington's going to have a hard time hitting the ball for him, especially without Soto. I still don't think Washington is a really good team, but a really good sign in fantasy circles, because certainly you took Scherzer as maybe your SP1 in a fantasy league, and then after that first start, everyone was super nervous, but he looks like the same guy after watching him yesterday.
Yeah, and I said on the show, I think it was on Monday when we talked about if you had to get one pitcher to get a strikeout, who would you take? And Shane Bieber was the guy who was tossed out. But I said, no, I want Scherzer for most strikeouts in one game to strike out one batter, because his stuff is so filthy when he has it going. And he's always going to struggle with the home runs, because when his fastball doesn't move, it's just like a straight line at the top of the zone to hitters. But that's okay. If you're striking out 12 guys per start, you can give up three home runs, especially when, Scherzer does not walk anyone, right? He just really does not walk anyone. Javi Baez, the grand slam, pretty interesting. A guy who is going to help your fantasy team despite sitting there with a .210 batting average. And how about Nelson Cruz, who said that he's playing banged up right now, says that he's carrying an injury. Father time. We don't want to disparage Nelson Cruz on air, but I wonder how he keeps his body in such good shape. I wonder what his secrets are to still be cranking out home runs at the age of 41. Whatever he's doing, I also want to be doing that.
I agree. And I'm a lot further along than you. So no doubt I want some of that fountain of youth to keep it going for sure. Trevor Rogers, also Davis, who we just mentioned, is he the fantasy pick of the draft so far, of the fantasy baseball draft season? I suppose Yermin Mercedes is in the discussion because he wasn't picked at all. And there have been some other players that have done well. But, if Rodgers isn't the best pick overall in fantasy right now, he's in the top five, I would guess, based on his average draft position.
Yeah, I actually think Corbin Burnes might have a claim to that title because, he is – you have Corbin Burnes. He's given you, 31 innings so far of literally perfect ratios, of the most perfect ratios you can ever get. He has been unreal. Agreed. But Rogers, pretty close. Yeah, definitely pretty close.
Yeah, look, with Burnes, he was not taken in the first three or four rounds of any draft. And he's basically been the number one pitcher in fantasy. So I think that's definitely a fair point. And look, with Milwaukee, the way – I know they're not hitting right now, but with the expected way that Milwaukee would hit, Burnes has a real chance to get a 20-win season, and that's rare to say going into a baseball season that anybody could win 20. It's almost impossible now. I think he's got a shot for sure. All right, plenty of baseball to get to here on the show. Our daily fantasy look is coming.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Up next, so make sure you stay with us and stay on the grid. All the previews of the games going on right now, including a few getting ready to start at 1:05 Eastern. That includes the great Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll have a preview of their game. Unfortunately, not great news for their rookie, Brian Hayes. We'll tell you about that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. We kind of have our very own version of Sacramento Kings, Minnesota Timberwolves in baseball today. But, I mean, to be honest, I mean, the Pittsburgh Pirates have played a lot better than anybody anticipated. But it is Pirates-Tigers coming up here at the top of the hour. We also have Reds-Diamondbacks starting in about 5 minutes. So we'll update you on those games. I know not the most scintillating games of all, but that's what we got here on the schedule starting today on this Thursday. Let's take a look at some of the DFS pricing for today. Not a great slate for pitching, that is for sure. So we're going to really have to get Davis's strong opinion here from what Daily Roto sees today, because Aaron Civale is the top guy and Walker Buehler. No, I mean, no problem with those guys and even Greinke, but Houston's playing horribly. So, wow, like there really are not a lot of great pitching options today. Alex Cobb, are you kidding me? 8,700. Nick Pivetta, yuck, 8,200. And then you see J.D. Brubaker there, but he was pushed back a day, and Mitch Keller's going to start for Pittsburgh today. I'm not starting Mitch Keller. I'm not starting Jose Urania. I got nothing here, Davis. I got no starting pitchers. So is it just pay up for Buehler or Civale, or is there someone else on this slate that you like today?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Walker Buehler against this version of the Padres with Tatis not hitting in the bottom order of their lineup, not making a ton of great contact, I think he is clearly the best starting pitcher available. I also got to hand it to Nick Pivetta, who thus far has been proving me wrong, right? The movement has been working on his pitches. He has been very solid thus far, almost striking out a batter per inning. The control is still no good, and his ERA indicators suggest that when he starts letting some of those guys who take free bases on him, you know, to touch home plate, things are going to get brutal. But, you know, again, the Mariners, not the strongest lineup for him to face. Aaron Sanchez against your Miami Marlins, our stuff thinks that he is okay. Christian Javier against the Angels, we just don't have him projected to go very deep into the game. The Astros are definitely going to keep the kid gloves on him for a while. But if you think he can get 5 innings or 6 innings, you know, I think he would be a decent option. And then Alex Cobb is a guy that the projections are going to have a hard time catching up with, but he has worked on adding his velocity. He's worked on his spin rate. He is having by far the best you know, kind of couple start sampling of his career for many years. His career Ks per nine is just a shade over seven. He's striking out over 13 batters per nine right now. Now, I don't know if that holds, but I know that our numbers are just not going to catch up to it. Like within a month with a couple starts, we need more data. So taking him against the Astros at 8,700, I actually am comfortable throwing a couple darts on Alex Cobb here in this start.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go over to first base and catcher. Jared Walsh leads the list at 3,900 a year ago. If I would have said Jared Walsh leads a list, you would not even know what list we'd be talking about. No one knew this guy existed a year ago. Wilson Contreras, 3,600. Colin Moran, 3,600 for the Pirates. Max Muncy, 3,600. Yuli Gurriel is 3,500. And then Anthony Rizzo for the Cubs, Pete Alonso, who hit just a monster home run yesterday that left Wrigley Field, 3,400. I'll say it before, say it again. At some point, Alonso's going to get hot. I don't know if this is the beginning of it. The guy's going to hit like home runs every day for a week, and I'm just kind of waiting on that at this point.
Yeah, pretty diverse salary distribution on this slate. We have our guy, Jared Walsh. I think this is a great slate to take advantage of this decrease in price and in attention on Pete Alonso. He's priced at $3,400 in this slate. Trevor Williams, just not a strikeout pitcher, is not going to be blowing the balls by anyone. And I think if and when Pete Alonso starts to break out of this slump that he's in, it's probably going to be against a non-strikeout pitcher, against a guy who's just leaving fastballs in the zone. I think Anthony Rizzo, lefty on lefty, no one will play him against Lucchese, but Lucchese just throws beach balls. He just is not a good starting pitcher at the major league level. It's why, it's why he is now on the New York Mets roster and not on the San Diego Padres roster. And then Yuli Gurriel against Alex Cobb. If I'm wrong on Cobb and he turns back into the guy he's been for the last, you know, literally 6 years of his career, I think that we are probably going to see some of the bats against him on the Astros side be undervalued.
All right, over to second base, and Jazz Chisholm Jr. of the Marlins in San Francisco, 3,800 today, highest price second baseman. Max Muncy at 3,600. Altuve is out again. You don't want him, 3,500. Adam Frazier of the Pirates, usually in a good lineup spot, at 3,500. Aledmys Diaz at 3,300, and boy, how the mighty have fallen. DJ LeMahieu even batting near the top of the Yankees lineup at 3,200 today.
Yeah, so at second base, to me, it really is about Enrique Hernandez leading off against Justin Dunn. He's priced down at 2,800. I think the Red Sox, they should be fairly popular in this slate. You know, I think the Dodgers against Ryan Weathers. I think that the Astros against Alex Cobb, and I think that the Boston Red Sox against Justin Dunn are all going to be popular stacks. But it's kind of one of those days where there's not really a great spend at the second base position. I would say projection systems are going to have a hard time with someone like Jazz Chisholm, who so much of his value comes through events, right? Home runs, stolen bases, not going to be great from a weighted on base average perspective, which is basically how all Major League Baseball projections are done. It's just going to take projection systems 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month to catch up with the fantasy points that Jazz Chisholm is producing. So if you're using our tools at Daily Roto, I think that you can just kind of assume that it's not quite there yet. It just doesn't know what Jazz Chisholm can do for fantasy baseball. So he's a guy I'm very comfortable deploying today, even if the projections don't love him that much.
Okay. And at third base, we have Justin Turner at 4,400, Bregman at 4,200, Chris Bryant, 38, Manny Machado, 37, Colin Moran, 37. And then Jose Ramirez still priced low, along with Jose Devers at 3,400.
Yeah, Rafael Devers, Jose Ramirez, definitely, you know, guys that we want at this position. Alex Bregman against Cobb and Justin Turner, very high priced options for us. You know, third base looks like a spot we probably want to spend on, you know, Devers, Bregman, Justin Turner, whereas second base looks like a position to probably save on. You know, if you wanted to get weird, my guy, Bobby Dalbec hit a triple the other day. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I can only imagine what Bobby Dalbec hitting a triple must have been like. It must have been, you know, like watching David Ortiz rumble his way around the bases back in the day. Because Bobby Dalbec, not a guy who grades out particularly high on the speed scale, but priced at 2,200, you know, something I really like to do when teams are popular as stacks is use, you know, their 7, 8, 9 hitters, because you're capturing that upside of the team, you know, getting 5 plate appearances for everybody. That tends to be a pretty big deal. And so if we get, you know, 5 plate appearances instead of 4 for Dahlbeck, obviously that adds something to his projection. So I am probably going to take a couple stabs on Dahlbeck today.
All right, at shortstop, Javi Baez, after that home run yesterday, should be highly priced. Grand slam, excuse me, $3,900 for him. Corey Seager, $3,800 for the Dodgers. Jazz Chisholm Jr. of the Marlins qualifies at short at $3,800. Correa at $3,700. Tatis has been cold. He's at $3,500. And just maybe Francisco Lindor is getting hot after that home run yesterday. I don't know. Normally, Lindor is a $4,000 player. He's down to $3,100, maybe for the last time, Davis.
Yeah. Which is a point you get at. I think all of the Mets, you know, their top 5, top 6 guys are probably underpriced today because of who they're facing. Now, the run environment is not great. It's cold, it's windy, it's rainy up in Chicago right now. It's that springtime weather in Wrigley. We never really know which way the wind is going to be going. But I think we can feel pretty confident in Lindor, Dom Smith, Conforto, those guys today. Xander Bogaerts is our top play at the shortstop position. Just all the Red Sox today grayed out well against Justin Dunn. Probably not touching Tatis, not enough of a discount on him. Javi Baez at $3,900, though, he has to be probably the best tournament play of the slate. He's got that platoon advantage against Lucchese. The run environment, not great there. You know, the aforementioned, the cold, the wind, the rain, all of that stuff that we have going on with the Cubs right now. But Baez is just so good for fantasy because when he connects with the ball, he's getting you extra points, home runs, doubles, steals. That's just what he does.
Yep, Bogaerts with a home run yesterday late in that game, trying to keep Boston in it too. Now in the outfield today, we have Mike Trout at $4,600, J.D. Martinez of the Red Sox at $4,500. Mookie Betts, we're still waiting on to play, so tread lightly on putting him in at $4,500. Michael Brantley, $4,100. Of course, Davis's guy, Ohtani, at $4,000. You'd have to be nuts to play Stanton at $3,900 and then Kyle Tucker at $3,900. Stanton batting .150 on the season, Davis. I know a lot of the Yankees are struggling, but let me say that again. .150 for Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, and not really that interested in the Yankees today. I think that our outfield discussion, obviously it's going to be headlined by Trout and Ohtani, but Dominic Smith, Michael Conforto, Brandon Nimmo. Nimmo, not a guy we talk about enough on the show. I mean, he's batting 400. Yeah, he's batting 400 right now, leading off for that lineup. I think he is a pretty attractive option. In fact, I think you could do worse than just using all three of the eligible Mets outfielders here. A guy who is going to get skipped over by a lot of players is going to be AJ Pollock. Now, Ryan Weathers not going to go that deep into the game, but Pollock against left-handed starting pitching in the middle of that Dodgers order, we got to be feeling pretty good about him.
Yeah, and right now the situation for the Padres in terms of their pitching, not very good. Adrian Morjon, who they thought could be a starter for them, out for the season. And Nelson Lamet, who returned yesterday, had tightness in his forearm and waiting on an MRI result. So Weathers could be in for the long haul, could be a good pickup for the long term, more than a daily situation with Weathers. All right, coming up next, we preview 3 games in Major League Baseball against the spread. One of them we're going to dive into a little bit deeper today. We'll see if Davis has the answer for what is going on with the New York Yankees and what would have to turn for them to flip that record from 6-11 to 11-6 over their next 17. It has been a rough go of it. We'll hear from Aaron Boone, the manager of the New York Yankees, coming up next right here on Sports Grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. We've got a full slate of baseball today and a game starting in about 30 minutes from now, which we're going to preview here. Now, I will caution you, this is probably not a game that Davis or I are going to be watching from start to finish. And it's another game in Detroit between the Pirates and Tigers. But before we get to this, let me say this about the Pirates. We dogged them pretty hard. Their season win total was below 60 to start the season. They have actually been better than a lot of other teams in baseball this year. And that can happen in April. Now, I don't know what May or June is going to look like, but their manager has done a really good job, Derek Shelton. And at this point, they're playing competitive ball. They split yesterday, doubleheader with Detroit. Detroit's actually played okay, too. So don't think we're probably going to be tuned in today. This is Sacramento, Minnesota in the NBA. But nonetheless, there's a betting opportunity on FanDuel. So let's give it to you. Pirates and Tigers today. Now, Pittsburgh moved their starting pitcher, JT Brubaker, back a day. He's actually pitched pretty well. Mitch Keller, who has not pitched pretty well, but we thought he would, he is going to start today. And Jose Urania has been one of the worst pitchers in baseball this year for Detroit. Yet they are favored, minus 120. Actually, on FanDuel, this is more or less even now that I'm looking at it now. I know it says 126 here, but I'm seeing some minus 115. So this is a pick 'em game. Davis, more or less. And I got to tell you, I don't know that I could back Detroit with Urania pitching. I mean, it would be an over for me maybe, or taking Pittsburgh and just hoping for their bullpen to be able to close it out. I mean, Detroit's hitting is far superior. I know it's crazy to say, but it is far superior to what Pittsburgh's is. Pittsburgh is not going to score 10 runs in a game, but maybe they will against Urania today. He has not gotten anybody out at the start of the season.
Yeah, and so what's interesting is the Pirates, I think, lose a pretty sizable advantage by adding the DH, where if you took the Tigers and put them in the Pirates stadium and played this the other way, the Tigers would also be losing, I think, a pretty significant advantage by not having the DH. So what this allows the Tigers to do is they can play both Akil Baddoo, Robbie Grossman, get Victor Reyes in there as well. What the Pirates do is they replace their pitcher slot with Todd Frazier. And then, they play Eric Gonzalez at third base. So I you never want to lay the juice with a bad team. Like I was kind of thinking like, oh, how would I actually bet this game? And I was thinking, well, I'd probably just take whichever team gave me plus money, but Mitch Keller is not good. Mitch Keller is not good to the point that I think he might even be worse than Urania. Like, he just throws such a super straight fastball. And I think the addition of the DH being a disadvantage for the Pirates actually has me leaning on the Tigers here. But you're right. I will not watch one pitch of this game. You are completely correct on that.
Yeah, and neither will I. Todd Frazier, as Davis mentioned, did get recalled today. He didn't make the Pirates out of camp. Actually, no one picked him up. So he went to the Pirates alternate site and is still kicking around. This is probably his last shot, but he's going to get a chance to play today, a designated hitter for the Pittsburgh Pirates. All right, now let's move over to the game that I'm sure everyone will be focused on here tonight, which is a 6:10 Eastern start between the Cleveland Indians and New York Yankees. And look at this. For the first time in a long time, the Yankees are not favored in a game today. Aaron, or at least not yet. They may be by the time the game starts. But Aaron Civale, who is quality pitcher, minus 120. Jordan Montgomery, not the best pitcher on the Yankees for sure. Their bullpen hasn't gotten it done. Their offense hasn't gotten it done. And last night, another disappointing performance for them. Gleyber Torres is having a rough year. Didn't run out of ground ball. It was addressed post-game. Giovanni Urshela was hurt. He's been one of their better hitters, probably not going to play today. And Yankees manager Aaron Boone is now getting ready to be under some fire, it looks like here, at least for the short term, but is not backing down and doesn't seem to be concerned.
It's definitely frustrating when you're going through it, but as far as is it hard to stay positive? Not at all. You know, I know we're walking out there with heavy artillery each and every night. We just got to unlock it right now, and we will. So it's frustrating that it doesn't happen tonight or, you know, every game you go out there. But is it hard to stay positive? Not at all.
Yeah, Davis, this is the most I've seen the media pound the Yankees in a long time. Like, we're at that point now where it is online. It is front page. It is back page. It is post game, because nothing is changing. And I think, Davis, the concerning thing for the Yankees is not really the record, right? Because you could win and lose games. I mean, it happens. But how is it that seven players in their lineup are not hitting? Let's just say that Judge has been okay, but let's just say he was far and away doing very well. And LeMahieu, far and away, was doing very well. And pick another player on the team. And it was just a handful of hitters that weren't hitting. Then you would look back and say, oh, you know, it's just a matter of time because a couple of them will pick it up. But Davis, they have eight players in their lineup right now not hitting. And that is no joke. Like, literally eight guys. You can kind of make the case that Judge has been okay, and that may be a little bit of a stretch. At least Judge does every post game for them. You see him talking, we're going to get better. At least he's there. I give him credit for that. But I don't know. How does this end, Davis, for you? How does this end? How does it end today? How does this end for the Yankees? Does this get switched? Do you think that things change? If you bet the under on their 100-game season win total, you are loving life right now. Like, this looks fantastic. What does the final chapter in the 2021 book of the Yankees look like for you?
Well, I am better at taking a long view of these things that probably than the market is. I'm not really that panicked. If you look at the ALE standings right now, the Red Sox are ahead. The Braves have four more wins than the Yankees. Like, it just doesn't really feel like that big of a deal, especially because we know the Yankees will spend whatever money they need to do to improve their team, right? They will improve the bullpen. They will add one or two starters. You know, if Kluber gets banged up, whatever, they'll add someone. They'll figure it out. Judge and Stanton will get hitting. You know, Gary Sanchez is your number seven hitter. It doesn't matter if he strikes out a bunch as long as he hits 30 home runs. And actually, they're getting a better than expected season out of Kyle Higashioka, who is their back. Well, really, he's not really their backup catcher anymore because they are DHing Gary Sanchez more often than they are playing him behind the plate. To me, I think the two things they need to solve are they got to get Judge and Stanton in the lineup every single day. Those dudes got to be healthy. They are their best players. And then the other thing they have to do is they got to stop playing Brett Gardner. So I don't know if that means they need to make an early season trade. I don't know if that means that they need to find someone, you know, who's been like, they just got it. They can. Brett Gardner is what, 38 years old at this point? I mean, he just is not a good enough hitter to be in this Yankees lineup. And I think the rest of, as long as they take care of those two things, I think the rest of the lineup will figure itself out.
And then for today, you just keep going against them?
Actually, no, at plus money, I think with Montgomery on the mound, who actually, by the way, has not been a disappointment. He's been one of their few starting pitchers who's done their job. I actually think I would go the other way, and I think I would just take the plus number because I feel like the market is moving away from the Yankees too much. We see this early on in the season. It's too much.
You never get the Yankees plus money, almost ever, and there may not be many opportunities to. This could be one of them today for sure. Okay, and then finally, let's take a look out west as the very struggling Houston Astros take on the Los Angeles Angels. Houston is a slight favorite today, and Christian Javier is on the mound against Alex Cobb. You illustrated some reasons why you like Alex Cobb. Strikeouts are up, seems to be more efficient. Javier, on the other side, can strike out the world, but can Houston score any runs? I think that's kind of the question here. Their offense has struggled a ton. Altuve is still out. We're still kind of waiting for Alvarez to pop. Maybe he gets back into the lineup for this series, and that could be a huge addition for them. Who do you like today?
I mean, come on. Of course I like the Angels. If I can talk myself into Alex Cobb, you know, it's not really much of a stretch to talk myself into Ohtani and Trout and Jared Walsh launching bombs off of Christian Javier in the Astros bullpen. And it's not even, you know, this is the 90% final form of the Angels offense. All they got to do is call up Brandon Marsh and Joe Adele and they'll be there. And one, I guess Rendon isn't in there either. So, you know, I guess you subtract Rendon from the Angels, you subtract Jose Altuve from the Astros, and they are close enough. But the high-end talent, how many times have we been able to say this over the last decade? The high-end talent on the Angels roster is actually better than the high-end talent on the Astros roster. You'd rather have Trout than Bregman, obviously, and you would rather have Ohtani than any of the other hitters on the Astros. So, you know, then it becomes like Jared Walsh versus Carlos Correa. And I don't know. I mean, that one seems like it could go either way, depending on who they are facing that day. So Angels plus money, book it up. We're taking it. We love it.
Look, it's hard to go against the Angels right now. They do look really good. That may be, I don't know if Ohtani's going to win the MVP, but I think Angels may end up flying over that win total. They do. They look really good this season. If they could just get three or four pitchers healthy for the whole season, just going six innings, giving up three runs, Davis, to me, that's still the key for them because they've had offense in the past. And look, I understand Rendon is there, and he's an upgrade from what they've had for the last 2 years. Ohtani, clearly an upgrade on offense. Jared Walsh, clearly an upgrade on offense. But if you go back and you look at previous Angels teams, Davis, that's not been the issue. Like, Upton was good a few years ago. They've had players that have hit, but they just never have the health of the pitching. Maybe this is it.
I think it probably is it. I mean, because, again, this is a huge question. How much will Ohtani pitch in the postseason? Let's say it works out, and let's say the Angels get in there as either the division winner or as the wild card. Is Ohtani going to start once every 5 days in the postseason? This is the biggest question. It's a game seven. It's Ohtani's turn in the rotation. What do they do? What call does the manager make? What call does ownership make? It's game seven, literally, you know, the biggest game of Mike Trout's young career, biggest game of since they purchased Ohtani for all that money. What do they do? Do you send Ohtani to the mound in a game seven where he can't be walking guys, he can't be distracted, he can't be thinking about hitting? He's got to pitch, and it's important that he gets through more than four innings, so it's not a total bullpen game. What do they do? I mean, that is, I haven't even thought of that question until right now, but that organizationally has got to be the biggest question is if they make the playoffs, what do they do with Ohtani as a pitcher? And I don't know. I don't have the answer.
Yeah. I mean, I would guess that in the division series that they have a 5-game series and he probably would pitch the third game. That sounds right.
Yep.
I don't think he'll pitch 2 games in any series. But the other thing that's the interesting dynamic, let's say they win the division and then they play a 5-game series and they get past that. Would they possibly, I mean, how would it work with them using him out of the bullpen, right? Like, isn't that an option too? I didn't even think of that too. How would that happen? Like, you go from DH to pitcher?
So I think you have to get like very far into like archaic baseball rules. But another thing is, so, you know, the rule is that pitchers have to come in for 3 batters now.
Right.
Well, you use Ohtani as the pitcher and then you shift him out to left field, bring another pitcher in. Like, you, there's all kinds of extra strategy elements that you can use because Ohtani can play in the field too, and he's a lefty. So, you know, you bring Ohtani in from left field, you know, against a lefty, you bring in another pitcher, and then you move him back out. Like, you could rotate. There's all sorts of wrinkles that the Angels could get into with that.
Yeah, and we have no idea how that will work. I know this, that when they use him as a pitcher and a hitter in the same game, once they take him out as the pitcher, they lose the designated hitter. So that's definitely a factor for the postseason too. All right, we'll take a quick timeout and a little preview of the NBA coming up next. So make sure you stay with us, stay on the grid. We got a lot to cover here on today's show. Josh Cohen joins us talking sports cards as well. Don't go away.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote with in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Diamondbacks and Reds are underway in Cincinnati. Jesse Winker has homered to give Cincinnati a 1-0 lead as they're right now headed to the top of the first inning. So Reds with a lead there. We have a game in the NBA tonight to review, so let's take a look at it. This looks like the return of Anthony Davis for the Los Angeles Lakers as they're at Dallas and the Mavericks are only 2-point favorites. That the indicator is that AD is back. The total is 217. And look, I know that we're getting closer here, Davis, to the playoffs, and the Lakers are going to get Davis back this week. I think LeBron is, I don't know, is LeBron another week away or 2 weeks away? I think I saw that. But tonight, I guess, is our focus here. Dallas is sort of just middling at this point. What do you make of the game tonight? You like a side or a total?
Yeah, Dallas just really does not leave me inspired. You know, Luka is a phenom, a generational talent, but the Luka Kristaps partnership, you know, they're in a weird way, they're kind of similar players. They kind of like to use the ball in the same spots of the floor and everything. I don't think that's the perfect pairing for them. Anthony Davis going to play about 15 minutes tonight, you know, just to kind of get his conditioning back, but great to see it. You know, we like to see great players play and not sit on the sideline in, you know, athleisure. So I will be on the Mavericks tonight. I think the market expects Anthony Davis to have a bigger impact than he can in 15 minutes. And I still think these Lakers secondary players are They're just not great. They're secondary players. That's what they are. So I like the Mavericks and the points tonight.
Well, what's the ETA on LeBron? Do they give that yet or no?
Nothing yet. At least 2 weeks away, I think, from appearing in a game, but nothing concrete yet.
All right. So we'll wait on LeBron to come back. Anthony Davis tonight. We've got our headlines coming up at the top of the hour. We have the sports update with Dan Trafford as well. So make sure you stay with us and stay on the grid. Also, second hour of the show, we're going to take a look and have another 2021 NFL draft wagering profile. So make sure you stay tuned for that. That should be cool. In addition to joining us when Josh Cohen is with us here on the show, and there is one of the hottest cards, sports cards in the sport, another rookie on the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll tell you who when we come back for hour number two. Just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.